Siman Kuf Hey, we're up to a Sif Gimel. Now, just to lay it out, Sif Aleph with the dinim of Kavush, Sif Beis with the dinim, the rules of Klirish and Klisheini, and now Sif Gimel, Dalet, Hey, and Vav are the dinim of Isser Shanaga Beheter, the halachis of things that touch each other, which are divided into two categories, Bishul and Tzli. We have not spoken yet at all about any difference between Blias going in through Bishul or Blias going in through Tzli. And that we'll have in Yitz Hashem in the course of today, the difference between Sif Gimel as opposed to Dalet Hay and Vav. Sif Gimel starts with the rule of Tatoi Gavar. Nafal Isser Cham L'Taycheter Cham, the Kli Rishon. If the Isser Cham fell into Heter Cham in a Kli Rishon, I fill the Isser Tzaynein L'Taycheter Cham, I call us the Tatoi Gavar El Elyayin U'Mecham Amai Achemaf L'Petachta. We all know this, that if you have a Kli Rishon and something falls into it, of course, the Kli Rishon is the Tatoi, it's hot, and us is whatever falls into it. It doesn't matter in a Kli Rishon if the bottom one is the Heter or the bottom one is the Isser. If the bottom one is hot, it causes an exchange of Blias between the contents of the bottom pot and the top pot. Sorry, Chaim, there should be another Shulchan Aruch too upstairs. There's another Shulchan Aruch too in the shelf upstairs. Oh. He's saying he had that. What happens if the top one is hot and the bottom one is cold? Even if the iser is the one that's hot, still we have the rule of Tatoi Gavar, which is we discussed last week in our discussion of Iroi Mevashel Kedei Klipa, that there's a concept of Tatoi Gavar, that if the bottom one is cold and the top one is hot, that the Blias go only Kedei Klipa. And the Ramah says Chozel Leimari Ela B'chaim Kli Rishon. This is all talking about a Kli Rishon. Kegon Miyad Sheisirim Ve'Eish Minichoi Imaheter, that is immediately after you took one of the fire, before it had a time to cool off, it was put with the heter. Avlon Kvar Munach B'Kli Sheni V'achach v'niach heter etzlay. Oy olav, eini oysa klal, the klisheni, eini oysa k'moshe nizbar. Okay, the bulk of Sif Gimel we discussed last week. The din of Tatoi Gavar. The Ramah agrees with what the Shulchan Aruch said earlier, the halacha of klisheni eini mevashel. He said, Mechaber Ramah adem ekilim. And we're machbir l'chadchila, except by Makam Hefsid. And that we all discussed last week. So the bulk of Sif Gimel is not a chiddush to us in halacha. When he says miyad shesirim min ha'esh, he means before it had a chance to cool off. Kli Rishon that did cool off is less than a klisheni. Once it's not yatzel edus by, it has a din of a dovakar, and it's a cold thing, it's not belayim. Okay. The Ramah adds two chidushim to what we've already learned, and they're in the remainder of this Ramah. I mean, dovagush, you're talking about. We're going to see the din of dovagush here in the shachs of Kot Neches, which we're going to see in a few minutes. Okay, the din of dovagush is not mentioned anywhere in the Mechaber Ramah. Okay, and it's a chumrah that we're machmir, just like cliche the mechaber amah meikel, davagush they're also meikel. Okay, so I guess we should wait a minute, and we'll get to the discussion of davagush. Excuse me. How we came to the rule? It's a machlokes in the Gemara, and it's an estimation of the way Blias work, of the way heat works. Since he travels up, upwards. Maybe Chazal did it. I don't know how they tested it. We're at a stage where we already have the Shulchan Aruch. and we accept that Tatoi Gavar. How they came to it scientifically, it will be an interesting experiment. I'm not... Okay. I can't figure it. Learning Basbachav Taruvis requires a lot of emunah. Because we don't... all the mitzvahs that we learn that are halacha psuka, we accept. And we move on. The whole concept of belias and our kalim, we don't see it. I don't see it in my kalim. Maybe I'm just not sensitive to taste. But our kalim don't appear to be belaya the way theirs did. But FLPK, we go with halacha. I once asked Rav Parham a question, a certain kula that he was makel. So I asked him, is the reason you're makel because our kalim are not really so belaya anyway? So that's why. So he was not happy with my question. Okay, let's see the second and third part of the Ramah, the two next halachas of the Ramah. Till now, we're discussing one is on top of another. So the Ramah progresses naturally to the next kshayla. Im hinicham zeh etzel zeh. What happens if the two things are side by side? They're not one on top of the other. You have the hot on top of the cold, or the cold on top of the hot, so we say tatoi gavar. What happens if they're side by side? So let's see. If shneihem chamin mechaim kli rishin, if they both have a din kli rishin, there's nothing to talk about. Hakel aser, then it's pashin, it's aser. Rama shouldn't even have to say it. Ve'im ha'echad tzaynein. But what happens if one is cold and one is hot? Sakta Rama, ha'heter tzar klipa b'makim shenaga. Then all you need is a kedei klipa b'makim shenaga. So lav dafka tatoi gava at the bottom is cold and the top is hot. Even if you have two things that are side by side, still we say it only goes kedei klipa. So that because the thing that's cold is not affected more than kedei klipa. It's not affected by the tatoi.
Is it one bit of the teeth of the
one bit is higher than the one that's
higher than the
it's a good question. But it's not on top of me. It's still a little side.
It's on top.
It's at an angle.
Not higher.
Exactly.
And,
the heat is rising straight up.
What's the case? Is the case where the is stationary and the head is put next to it, or the case where they're both put down together?
No.
Either way.
Either way,
as long as the pile is next to each other.
Don't we say that the stationary is a tatar?
No. Only if it's one on top of the other.
It falls into milk. You don't say tatar govern.
When two things are side by side, the rule of Tatoi Gavar doesn't apply. There's nothing on top. Nothing. If you have, unless they're two bricks next to each other. All right, the Ramah is talking. The rule of Zay tells that you're going to have a case where it's cut at an angle, one's higher, and
nothing.
Ramah is telling you the rule of Zay tells that. You're telling me the Metzius. It doesn't always happen that way. Okay.
Side by side, the bottom is more cooler.
Now, this shock of the Ramah, that's mutter. The Marshal, who I told you when we began Kofay, is generally a big machmir in these halachis. The Marshal, quoted here in the Taz, Sivkot Nehei, makes a chilek. The Tas of Katan Hay Imoechot Sainain, who had dim bebasa b'cholav havekain, that Sainan Tzara Klipa, ke kasa sehet, the klachotes. Rishal kasa b'per kalabasa, simanayin dalin, nirali. It depends if the Isser is had or the Heter is had. The first time we have such a chilek. Ime Isser cham, the Hetekar. So the heat is in the Isser, it has more kayach to move. Umdachin zeitzel ze, oisim bekulay. Then I'm asking Tzara Klipa. So he makes a chilek, and the Taz says, Mokashen have some rubi yesh lahachm. He makes a chilek if the Isser is the one that's hot, or the Heter is the one that's hot by Zayetzel Zeh. If the Isser is the one that's hot, it has a more of a kayach to go bekulai. So now it gets a bit complicated. Okay, you have one on top of the other, which is relatively easy. We now have the Ramah who says that it's always only Kedek Klipa, and the Shach agrees with the Ramah, the Shach is of Katan. Tess, I believe, agrees with the Rama. And we have the Mashal, who is Machmir if the Isser is the one that's Cham. Malkim Shein have some Ruba, he's Machmir. All right, the Rama is medical. Even the Taz is only mach malkim shein hefsim meruba. So I guess even with a hefsim muet, you could be medical on this halacha. So this is a din of zeh itzol zeh. Now, the shach it's of katan ches brings in the inyan of davar gush. You really don't have to turn back. You can just look at the top of the page. What it says on the bottom of the other side is that this is also coming from a marshal. Marshal Perigit Abbas it is Shach. I'm reading now from the top of the next side. I'm sorry, it's Shach. Right away, Sivkat Mechess, Shach Ches. Here, the Shach introduces the concept of Dover Gush. The Dover Gush means a solid piece of Isser, and the Svara is as follows. The Svara of Dover Gush is the following. What is the Kula of a cliche? Defanois mekarerois, which means, let's say I have hot chicken soup. If it's in the pot in which it was cooked, I remove the pot from the fire, the walls of this pot are now hot, and they contribute to the fact that the soup is not going to cool off too quickly. If I pour it into a klisheni, defanois mekarerois, the walls of the klisheni are definitely going to cause it to cool off. Now, you go to take a shower, you turn on the hot water. The first hot water is cold. Why is it cold? Because the first hot water goes through cold pipes. And the pipes, the fanis makairos, they cool off the hot water. And they take out the energy of the hot water. So the time you get it, it's cold. You wait a few minutes. When the pipes get hot enough, then they don't steal the heat from the hot water, and then the hot water comes through hot. So that's the concept, the fanis makairos. That's the cool of a cliche. Klisheni, Sakta Marshal, is only, you put in soup, the walls affect the soup. The cold walls affect it. Water in a pipe, the cold pipe affects the water. If you take a steak, you put it into a klisheni, the steak doesn't spread and become surrounded by the walls. The steak is only... it only touches it where it is, but it's not affected by the walls all around. And it stays hot. We all know that you have a cholent. The potato stays hot a lot longer than the beans, or certainly the liquid. The concept of Dover Gush is that piece of solid remains, does not have a cool off klisheni. It remains bedin kli rishon until it cools off, because there are no defanos that are mekar. That's the idea. Let's see it in the Shach, and then we'll understand. Mashal, Perikir Anosha, Simon Ayin Aleph, wrote to Bedava Gush, Kagai Chatichas Basar, like a piece of meat, a dog or a piece of fish, a Reis, a Doichin. Now that needs a husband. Eires and Doichin are usually translated rice and corn. And, well, millet, because there was no corn before 1492. But, it's usually translated, let's say rice or corn. Now we're going to have to get back to whether that's a Dover Gush. The Ma'arin Chamin Akadera, it's taken hot from the Kli Rishon. That's what the Marshal says. Up to Shach, interesting Lash. Says, Ein biyadi lahachriya. He says, look, I can't be machriya in such a machlaikis. Except, now he's going to go and show that the Marshal is right. As opposed to all the other Marshals in Kofay, where he generally disagrees with the Marshal, but he is going to show the Marshal is right. Rachnirali. Kimam da toisis bepera kira koswa tam lechalik ben klivishon klisheni. Toisis says, what's the whole reason of mechalik ben klivishon klisheni? The klivishon kivisha amar ala or doif noisav chamin umasik chay meizma meruba. That because the klivishon stood on the fire, its walls are hot, it holds its heat a longer time. Imke nira da kol toli bitfanois. But Taisus Loshen, it seems everything depends on the walls. In Kain Dava Gushnami, Kivin the Mikri Yavesh, Loshayach by Defanes. Since it's a Dava Yavesh, it's a Shayach on it. The rule of Defanes Makar that the Defanes affected. Mechay Kaze Misim had to Klal Am and Zayin Din Zayin. The Bedava Yavesh, Leka Defanes Hamakaros. Umevashol Oilam Kaze Manchi Atzilah Desvot. So here he says, the svara I told you. If you pour a tafshel and there's a fly in it into a plate, v'nafal sham hazvuv techila, and the hat zvuv fell in first, nesar hakayra kedei klipa kedei chamla tetzainen. So then the zvuv asers tein shech the zvuv hayotzim nareiseach liyotzi klisheni. And his lashon is that it's not shayach for a zvuv to have a din of a klisheni. Akan l'shaydei. Now, really, there you could ask it's iri anyway, but once he'll say that. But the lashon of the shayadura is l'shayach l'zvuv hayotzim nareiseach liyotzi klisheni, that a fly doesn't get a din klisheni. K'may shapirish marshal sham. Even though I found a ha'oran de sharei dura who said, merely dimitam irikamar, the case of the fly, well, you're pouring it from a klirishin, it asks anyway. Because the fly, even though the person didn't set out to cook a fly, the fly obviously came in later, but mikri adayin klirishin kashari reyoisa kadei klipa. Even though the Isaveheta has this ha'or on the Sharidura, that the fly, you don't have to come onto Davagush, the fly is being poured from a Klirishin, so it asks us after a Klirishin anyway. The Isaveheta says otherwise I wouldn't agree to say a fly is different than anything else. I can't show you that. So that is Harav L'Tamei. That is the Ramah and his Hagois on the Isaveheta L'Shitasai. Kambaha God doesn't hold up Davagush. The Chenkos of Teres Chatos was also written by the Rama. Saif Klal, Samach Aleph, Shaminik Pashuk Shaiklam Basa Shubakairim, Sakichai Leves, Stein Isrim. Imagine. He says the meaning is Pashit. If you're eating a steak and you realize you're cutting it with a milk and a knife, it's mutter. That's the Pashit meaning. Imagine. You're eating a hot steak and with a milk and a knife, huh? Says minik pashit. If you're eating basa shu b'kaira, if you're eating it in a klisheni, the sakir chalav is ein oisrim. That's the Ramah Shita. He says klisheni doesn't ask it, davagush doesn't ask it. Easy world. Aba pashta delishna de shariduro paiskim hanal mashmoim kamar shal. But the language of the sharidura, which is that ein shayach b'svuv klisheni, that's mashmoi kamar shal b'chei mashmoi chayim debrei abesi aisef versi b'kum zayin. And the Ramon Darkei Moshe also was Daichin a Mashal. But in Rayas Mukrachais, but he didn't bring any proofs against the Mashal. But Tzarachian? You see, in Svara he holds like the Mashal, but the cover of the Ramah, he says, Tzarachian, I can't be Machria. But it sounds like he's very much Naita to Asar Adav Agosh. That's the Ramah speaking. The Ramah speaking that Kasiel's klisheni is more than Davagush is more than. But not Ledida. Marshal's not making on too many things. Good. Miu. Vadai. This is an important Miu. The Shach is agreeing with the Marshal to the rule of Davagush. Except Miu Vadai Ba'ir is Vadaichin. You picture in your mind rice, millet, let's call it corn, that's poured into a klisheni. Imutzol v'nishbach. Now you all know rice could be cooked two ways. It could be clumpy, or it could be easily poured, like an oily rice that's easily poured. If it's tzol v'nishbach ke'enraitiv, if it pours into a klisheni, similar to a liquid, and it fills up, it spreads on the bottom, it fills up the keli. Nira diyesh lispach adivrei harav. Then you could be mekel, that that's not called the dava gush, v'chem hashem v'sehet hasham, dafke b'dava yove shoshay akli sheni, v'ulai gam harshal v'koma, ela b'iriz v'daychen sheinam tzlulim. Maybe the marshal's wife made him clumpy rice. So it was not so, v'chem hashem v'var hasham ayin sham, v'abach kosav gam kem b'zeh svaras mali by v'heinu mokrachais. He says the Dava Gush is not something that spreads on the pap. So Mimela, the Shach is Machber on the Dava Gush, And this is the way all the place can pass in the Aruch HaShulchan, the Chavos Adam, all are machmir on the Dava Gush, on Shehilcha Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah, says that a Dava Gush, if you have a hot piece of meat from the Chalant, you should not sprinkle it with black pepper. Because even though the cliche in the Wimekel, that spices are not mavashim or cliche, but a Dava Gush, you have to be machmir.
Why don't we look at it? We said as far as that the difference between klibish and klisheni, that you could have a klisheni which is hotter than a klibishin, but it depends which way the heat is going. Well, I think that's really what I mentioned. If I take the double gush, now the temperature is going down.
Not as much as a liquid and a klisheni. It's beyond. It obviously double gush is somewhere between klibish and klisheni.
The question is where the line is going down. It's not.
The first question I ever asked Rav Palm in the Beis Medrash, my first year in the Beis Medrash, was whether you're allowed to put ketchup onto the challah meat or the challah potato. Because if you're machmer on a davar gush, so you should ketchup. Now ketchup is cooked already, but by a davar, we say yesh bishalach habishal, by a liquid. By the way, we say yesh bishalach habishal.
The answer is you can, because the rub has trouble with the
ketchup. What did he say? Well, Ramesha, the chancer is the true indigrous Ramesha. Ramesha says that when mitzaref the two shitas, that davar gush is a chumra, it's a machlaikis, and ein bishalach habishal by davar lach is also a machlaikis. So Ramesha says that the two together, you don't have to be a mach, but you can be a megal, that you could use ketchup on a, because ketchup is pre-cooked, and you could use it on a davar gush, the two cooked together. It's a serif of two sheets. That's how it says Negris Maish. Maish is told the Chachila, and nobody thinks they have some meruba to catch up on Charlotte. Maybe some people do.
Maybe
to
Charlotte.
Why is the shop machmir on pepper on a davar gush? What's the reason?
Pepper on a davar, because the davar gush cooks. And pepper was not pre-cooked. Pepper is raw. So pepper on a davar gush is different than ketchup on a davar gush. Ketchup is pre-cooked, and pepper is not. It was just ground pepper. It's just.
What about soup that's not yatzel lettuce,
but
not yatzel lettuce? Everything is mutter.
Soup that is yatzel lettuce, but in a cliche,
Could you say the same syrup? Well, machkai bishul klisheni, if you make on a davar gush, no, because davar gush is a klirishin. There's no pool of kalei bishul by davar gush. But the chumra of davar gush is that davar gush is the same as a klirishin. So then there's no din of kalei bishul. Kalei bishul is only a pool of klisheni, not by davar gush. No, peppers vade not. Everything was mesupik was kalei bishul except mayim and shemen and spices and kavlin. And tavlin, now some say we don't know what are considered spices, what are not, but there's certain things like pepper that are certainly under the category of spices. Just to clarify, kali abishal is a din and klisheni on Shabbos. In Shabbos, when machmir on kali abishal, things that cook easily, we don't put into a klisheni. And there are a few things that are not kali abishal. They include things like water, or water is an important kula. People sometimes ask if the soup is very hot, if they could throw in two or three ice cubes before they serve it. In a klisheni, obviously, not klivish. If you could have a klisheni, since we have a kabbalah that mayim is not kalei abishal, mayim you're allowed to put in the klisheni. Mishnah Berurah says chutz mamayim v'shemen, and the Shulchan Aruch says chutz metavlin. Those are the three things.
Let's place that. You have chons cooks in a crock pot. You take it out of the crock pot, you put in a big... Serving plate.
That's a cliche.
And then you put it on someone's plate.
It's cliche.
Can't you put it in then, pepper?
You can put it into the liquid. You can't put it onto a piece of meat or a piece of pepper. But davar gush says that we don't care.
Cliche.
As long as it's hot. It stays quite hot, you know that. The davar gush stays hot.
Even though we say
Mark's case, even though we say the funnels and the coros, the double glitch stays. That's right. A liquid that was pre-cooked that's loy nitzdan legavri, he doesn't cook again.
Or if you put the pepper in the liquid, then you get a problem anyway, because you're going to mix it, why is this a ladle?
The question of a ladle, which we ignored till now, the question of a ladle is the suffix of the taz. The taz is mesupik early in Hilchos Basa B'Chalav. If a ladle has a din of a klisheni, in that case, the serving dish will be a kli shlishi, and when you put it to your plate, it will be a kli revi. So but that will not help for dava gush. Because dava, right, it does not help. It's the whole concept of dava gush is that the tfad is still bad. That's a machlaikis of dava gush. A machlaikis by dava gush, just to answer the Shach's taina. The Shach taina was a dava gush. You don't have the faris makaros. So how could you be meikel? What is the sheet of the mechaber ramah? Mechaber ramah hold you don't need the faris makaros as long as it's not the faris mechamamos. A klivishin has a chumra that the tefanos contribute. So the question is, do you need the tefanos to contribute? And then a dava gush, the tefanos are not contributing anymore; they're not there. Or do you need faris makaros? And then you don't have it. But he also needs to find his makaros. Salt has its own tzricha milcha bishula kibisra datura. The Gemara says that salt doesn't cook even in a klivishin if it's not on the fire. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. There are achrayim that are reluctant to be mekel. However, our salt is the fine salt that we have is pre-cooked, and therefore it's the same bishul achabishul. And even though when you put a solid into a liquid and it becomes part of the liquid, there is a chumrah that the Shari Tshuva brings. But by salt, when Mikra Adin, we say that Tzricha Milcha Bishula Kabisa Datura, it could be Mekel on salt. So salt is not a problem. It's only pepper that's the problem. Mark, you could use Mr. Daesh or Mrs. Daesh, whatever it's called. That's pre-cooked. It's not like black pepper.
No, I think she's married already.
Yeah.
By a liquid, if it's a stat of a garment, we say yesh bishul achabishul, but it's a machlekes rishayim. So Ramesh is saying that the two machlekes them together. Dava gush, which is a machlekes rishayim, and bishlach abishol by a dava lach, which is a machlekes rishayim by a stan legamri. So the two chumras together, we don't have to machmen the two together.
Is there any pepper that they sell that's already pre cooked?
I don't know, but Glatt Market started a new line of. So. If you put it in. I think what it says in Mishnah Berurah, first of all, Mishnah Berurah says, even by Mailid, you can be Mekel Bakam Tzairach. He doesn't say Mekel Tzairach Gadol. He says you can be Mekel Bakam Tzairach. And secondly, I believe that when it says that when you put an ice cube into, you put it Lefnei HaChama, if the ice cubes are by themselves, then it's Mailid. I'm sorry, Lefnei HaChama, it's Mutal Chatchila. It's only if you do it B'Yadayim that it's Aser. If you stir it to make it melt, that's when it's Aser. But we pass anything b'fnei hacham, it's mutter. We say moilin is only us to be a dime. Putting it in, I think it says putting it b'fnei hacham, b'fnei aish is an example of not be a dime, if I recall correctly. Squeeze lemon is a separate issue. You can't squeeze lemon because it's chita, it's not do a bishul. Oh, you mean in cases we're allowed to? That's right. It will be double gush. You cannot, right? We're mekel if it's in a liquid. That's what I was starting to say, but here it's mutter without that, because here, if you're not doing it, we only ask a moila b'yadayim, not if you put it in the place of something else. One has to be a strong shita. The strong shita is that ein bishalach abishal by a davalach. That, yeah, because it's a chumra, the Ramah is mekel, it's not in the stan lagamri. Because my understanding is that that's a solution. Okay. I never read the ingredients, but if it's just ground garlic, then it's. The This is the din of a davar gush, which is of course one of the ikrim in halacha. The end of this Ramah has a second important addition, which is a little confusing. And the halacha is clear, but a little confusing what exactly he means. Isser shenichai dekli heter oila hepach. First, I'm sorry. This is before what I was getting to. Isser shenichai dekli heter. Oila hepach. Aminu megam kein din tatoi gavar kamei bebeis chatichas. All right, this Ramah is extending the din of tatoi gavar, which still now we're talking about food. You're taking a food and you're putting it on another food. You have a piece of heter and a piece of isser. The Ramah here, isser shenichai dekli heter, says that it applies to kelim as well. That when you have, till now we're talking, you take a piece of hot meat and you put it on a piece of hot nevela. Here we're talking that you put it into an empty pot. So isha shenicha b'kli hetoy lahepach. I mean, gam kein din tatoy gavar kamay beis chatiches. So if you have a piece of meat and you put it into a cold plate or a cold pot, milchik, which is milachik, you put the hot meat. So we also say the same rules, it goes in kadei klipa. And the reverse, if you have, not so common, but if you have a case where you have a hot steak, and you put a cold pot on top of the hot steak, so what comes out from this Ramah? How much of the pot becomes aser? Sounds from this Ramah that the whole pot becomes aser. Because just like if I have a piece of cold meat, I put it on top of a piece of hot meat in a klirishin, that we say tatoi gavar, it's gonna go into the whole piece of meat. The same thing, l'chayr, if I take a cold pot and I put it on top of a steak, that the bliya should go bakulai.
How can it spread though? There's no liquid.
Unless there's a little bit of right, a little bit of liquid. The Rabbi Kiva Eger here is ma'irer. He says, wait a minute. Remember, we once learned the din of chamik tzasei cham kulai. We once learned that if you take a cold spoon and you put it into a klirishin, that you only, in the cold flesh of a spoon, and you put it into a klirishin. The Machaber and the Ramah said that you only have to measure shishim against the part that was inserted into it. The part that stayed outside, if it stayed cold, is not mavliya. And we pass it that way, it's not mavliya into the soup. So how could that be? If you're saying that if I have a klirishin, and I take a pot, and I put it on top of it, the bliya goes in the whole thing. So how could you say how could you say if I stick in a spoon that the bliya doesn't go in the whole thing? How could that be? So Rabbi Kiva Eger here, Taka says that sticking into the klirishin. If any akli kara lisa chamlay, I mean it's a toy gavar. The akli kol akli mea meichel iser. Kol hak the yaser kol akli mea meichel iser. She asked Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Sifkim of the Hagad, the first Rabbi Kiva Eger on the side. I mean, yeah, kli kar al isacham. Again, you put a cold pot on a steak. Lo yamina tatoi gava. V'ya eser kol akli mea meichel iser. O she yosar amaychel kulay mea kli iser mea meichel yesh bei retivas ksas. Da filo betochav kafl ter kadeira. Misharun rak nege masher tochav kidleo. So he says that it doesn't apply in such a case. However, they klipa by a kli. Well, obviously you're not going to be koil of the kli, but for kashering purposes, enough to kasher with irui, it's much easier kashering. Right? It's a very big difference, because to kasher with irui is easy. And if you have a pot, you can't find a bigger pot to kasher it in. However, this is Rabbi Kivhege's opinion. The Magen Avraham, and he's quoted in the Pisrei Tshuva back in Simeon Tzadik Dalet. I think it's a cut in... Let me see if I wrote down what's Sivkot and
Zion.
Sivkot and Zion, how do you know that? You have it on your notes, okay. Pesachei Tshuva and Sivkot and Zion there, it's the last one in Tzadik Dalet, brings a Magen Avraham. And the Magen Avraham says, 1 minute, there's a difference. Chamik tzasei cham kulai, that the bliya goes into the kli, that we say. That's what the Ramah says. If the bottom is hot, the top is cold, the bliya goes into the whole kli. Yena din is not talking about going into the kli. It's talking about going out of the kli. If you take a milchka spoon, you put it into a cholent or a soup, we say to be pilot, it's only pilot the part that's in the keli and not the pot that's protruding. So he says that the Magen Avraham says this, you can't compare blius to plita. If we have a kabbalah, the blius go bakulai, and the plita doesn't go. So it's not a stira. They're two different rules. What? So we said tatoi gavar. So we say the bottom one goes into the kli all the way, the whole kli. And we say chamisalikalkule goes into the whole thing. However, that in simitzavikdal, that rule that if you stick a spoon in, you only need to measure can I get the spoon. That is because they were talking about a blia going out from the spoon into the food, going out. What? With the tayyis hat, the sufa's hat. It means that the heat of the bottom one affects the top one. Tatoi gavar doesn't mean that the bottom blias. It means regarding heat, we judge by the bottom one. Bottom one's hat and the top one's hat. Bottom one's cold, top one's cold. Right? So if the bottom one's hat, top is hat. This is the Magen Avraham sheet. The Shach rejects it. The Shach says there's no svarati michalati in blias. If the steak is iser, if the pot is iser, so then the last of the questions, do you need connected to klipa or connected kulai? So Ramah says that it'll go bakulai. So on that, the Magen Avraham is masking that it doesn't go bakulai because of the rule that we don't pass any chametz al seichem kulai. The Ramah's absolute statement is still shver. If you say
whether a kli can become
not an avela. No, this has nothing to do with whether it's not an avela. No. It has blius of iser. The kli itself, we say, is not an avela. The gush of the kli, but the if you know how much went in, then that's all you need. That's all you need.
Except that some people,
the kufa kli, but that was in the beginning of the tzaddik test we had. Okay, but here's okay. Here we're talking about the belief.
Now, again, something hot on something cold.
The exchange of blias is only connected.
And it goes
both directions.
Both of them.
Right.
So the
portion of the pot that's touching it certainly becomes awesome. Does it spread to the whole pot? That is the difference of opinion between the Magen Avraham and the Rav Akiva Eigen. Rav Akiva Eigen is saying, and it seems to be Shitas HaShach, early in Tzadik Dalet, that no, it only goes to the pot that gets hot, not more than that. And the shita of the Magen Avraham is that the blia goes in the whole kli, and you have to kasha the whole kli.
But without kashering, you can't use the keli at all. Before kashering, according to everyone, you can't even use the keli.
Right.
Even the
it's just a question of how much to kasha. The end of the Ramah is the, like I said, the third piece of the Sif. The end of the Ramah, there's some parentheses. Bayin losam sak dalid, losam sak and chalavis. Also, la'aris b'kli sheyesh by shuman kosher, l'ner dolok. Sheyesh by chaylev, a shuman iser. B'dievet ein lachush. Now, there are two parts to this Ramah. The Ramah is saying, you're pouring from a cold keli, you have a flame that's burning, and you want to pour some fats to add fuel to the fire that's burning. So you want to pour. Now, what is the shayla? You have two ways of analyzing this shayla. The way the Shach looks at it, there's a question here of nitzok chibur. There's a sugya in Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara. If nitzok chibur means when you pour, let's say I have a pot of tameh, and I'm pouring from a keli of tar, do I say now it's all touching, and it could also what's in the top? Or do I say, Nitzah? No, I'm pouring it. Whatever I'm pouring is going down. Nothing's coming up. Do you say that things travel up through a Nitzuk? The Pshat here in the Ramah is saying, L'chadchila v'machmir on Nitzuk, which means you have a pot of Isser, a cremation, and you're pouring. How would it come up in a person's house? Let's say you have a pot of a chalent. And you wish to add some oil to the chalent. So you take your your container of oil, which is cold, and you pour it in to the cholent. Does this nitzog make that the oil now, the whole pot of oil becomes fleishik? The whole container of oil that you're pouring in there, the whole thing should become fleishik. Or not. Or you're pouring water from a chaynik into the cholent. Does the nitzog cause the bliya to go up? So on that, the Rama is saying, l'chatchila, you should be machmir. And b'di'eved, ein lachush, nitzog chibur doesn't aser b'di'eved. That's the... this is the Tazvav explanation of this Rama. Tazvav, also Laris Makli, who atabis of the heter, the tatoi gavar, umechabroi benitzuk. The reason for the chumra is that the tatoi is mechaber, connects it through pouring, because of bedarkei Moshe, dama ara shuman isacham, l'tech shuman heter kar, oiser. Now this is a different case. This is where the shuman iser is being poured, it's hot, into the heter. It asks l'fishematecha chamimus namas kulai, because it melts the cold shuman. Etc. The main thing I want to show is the beginning, that the Taz learns this is an issue of nitzuk chibur, and memela we'machmel l'chatchila, but we'll make a b'di'eved. There's no problem b'di'eved of nitzuk chibur. We're talking about pouring from cold to hot. Not tahat, we're talking about separately. We're talking about pouring from cold to hot. The word nitzuk means flow. A chibur means connect. Nitzuk chibur means the flow connects.
That means the chatchila should be no pouring.
The chatchila... No, so let me explain. This chumra of nitzuk chibur by itself is not that much of a problem in our homes, because generally we don't have treifas in our homes. We're talking only about... And we generally don't pour milk into meat. We usually pour pariv into meat. So by pariv, as far as the question of nitzuk chibur, we'll get to a second aspect in a minute. As far as the question of nitzuk chibur, you really could be mekel. Because even worse comes to worse, if the nitzuk is mechaber, it makes the chaynik fleishik. If it makes the chaynik fleishik, so the one you're going to cook will be a nap or not, which is only a chatchila in the first place.
What did you think?
So, what?
Make coffee and milk.
If you're gonna, going to...
You pour the chaynik into the cholent. Then you pour...
The same water, that's true. This would be an important chumra for the water. That water that you use to pour, so that, l'chatchila, you're going to use that for coffee, and achinami. It's something that l'chatchila, you're supposed to be machmir, but you have it ain't loch. That's the chumra of nitzuk chibur, it's l'chatchila dika chumra, not a b'di'evet. And as I said, if you don't play, if you're just worried about the keli, by all things, you can really be mekel, because the keli won't make things more than a nap or not. If you want to use the same water to drink with milk, in achinami, that a person should be mach. However, there's a second aspect to this din. That is the question of zeya. Of zeya, of steam, of a bottom hot item going in to the top. If you look at Shach Yud Aleph, it's a one-liner. He doesn't mention the word nitzuk at all. The Shach says, Mshum da ha-hevel, oyla mahaner lamayla, kemucha chatam, meyaraya shevi amordechai. See, he knows others learned tats nitzuk. So he says to me, it's not tats nitzuk. It's as the hevel, the steam going up. And kemucha chatam, meyaraya shevi amordechai perakal abasar. If you don't believe me, this is the reason. Look there. So he's saying that the oil which is cooking in the flame, every flame burns oil. The oil which is cooking, that oil is hot. And that oil now steams and it comes up. And when you're going to put your keli into it, the steam, the zeya, is going to go into the top keli. And therefore, you have to be machmir. When you're pouring, if you just hold it there, it would be the same thing. Just nobody just holds things there. I'm giving you an example, the common example, practical example of this. Now, this means what?
Even if that's the reason.
That's the reason. Why did the Eved ain't lachush? If you're worried about Zaya, why did the Eved ain't lachush? So the Yad Avram on the bottom answers. The Yad Avram Dibra Maskel Osala Arais. If you have the regular print, it's the three lines in the bottom. Also, la arois the kli sheyesh by shuman kashal and their dog sheyesh by cholav with the evidei machush. See, here we have an important rule. So, chlay mahenu dafka b'kai gavna. When do we say b'di'evet ein lachush dafka? In this case, she'iser hu mishum halav shel haner she'ayla l'mayla v'oyser ekli. Here, there's actually a flame that's burning, and that's causing the heat to go up. Mishum hachi ein lachush b'di'evet, and therefore we're not machmir, ki ein kol kach iser b'lav haner d'mikli koli iser. When there's a flame, we say, what is zeya? Zeya are particles of the Isser that are becoming airborne. Since they have to travel through a flame, we say b'di'evet v'mekel that the flame burns whatever there is. It's an important kula. Rav Moshe held that our broilers don't have to be kashered. When you move into a house and you have a trefa oven, so the oven sometimes is self-cleaning. What about the broiler, which is the drawer under the oven? Now that, okay, the pan on which the food, the tray for food sat, you throw out, you buy yourself a new pan, you get the aluminum pan or a new pan. But what about the whole broiler, the walls of the broiler? Is that awesome? So Ramesha said that no, a broiler is mutter because the broiler has the flame above whatever it is that's being broiled. And Zaya doesn't answer. Wherever it touches, it answers. But the Zaya doesn't answer because the Zaya becomes burnt in the fire above the trephis. And therefore, there's no problem of the Zaya answering. And furthermore, there's no problem that the Zaya, you'll say, maybe the Zaya went into the oven also, there are holes there. There's no problem because since a broiler works with a constant flame, and there's the flame is there, and therefore there is no problem because the flame burns up the mamashes.
The Yad Avram is made because of uncertainty.
He's certain that there's no problem. Okay, maybe. But as a matter of halacha, we're assuming that it gets destroyed in the blias, in the mamashes gets burned, and therefore it's mutter. Now that leads. That's what he was talking about. Now listen carefully because this leaves us with the question. This makom is really in Simitzadik Dalid, but since we're not learning Simitzadik Dalid, the question is: so what does that mean? If there is no flame, that means by chalent there's no flame. It's quite hot and burning, but there's no flame. So if I take my chaynik, I pour hot water into the chalent, l'chayra, what happens is that the chaynik becomes flashing. So the b'di'evet ain't lachush for 1 minute. B'di'evet ain't lachush because there's a flame. But in case there's no flame, it should be a problem. Let's say here, the spout, the hot water spout. There are people, most people don't, there's no milachiks when you do it because there's only coffee in there. But the cocoa mix is a milachik. I think it's milachik. So you, people go and they put in the cocoa mix and then they put it under the hot water. And as it's filling up, the steam of the cocoa mix, and it's a nitzuk shilay nisak hakiloch, it's maker adin. And the steam is l'chayr going into the handle of the spout of the hot water. And l'chayr makes it, it's a problem. L'chayr makes it awesome. So I'd like to tell you what Rapamet said. Makes a milachik. And of course, this will be a problem for those who hold that you could be mekel in all the coffee shops. So, all right, the coffee shop, if they have just, you're relying that it's only kosher coffee that comes out of it, it's fine. But if they are, I don't know what the metzius is, if they have places with this hot water, and sometimes somebody could have a trefis underneath or a flavored coffee, it's a problem. So, let me tell you the psak that Rapam said, and I'll, let me explain the psak and then I'll take the questions. If you have a cholent and you're taking a cold container, it's not hot, it's not a samovar, you're taking an oil container, you're pouring it in, the zeya goes to the oil container, and it's true, it'll make it into flavor. You take a salt shaker and you shake it over the cholent in the steam, and the place where the steam is yatzei ledes by, that whole salt shaker now is a fleshig salt shaker. And the same thing with the pepper shaker, and the same thing with everything. If you put it into the zeya, fleshigs, it becomes fleishiks, that is no question. However, this is all built on a Mishnah, Masechtas Machshira. And the Mishnah there says that this is all true if the top is cold and the bottom is hot, the zaya of the bottom goes into the top. However, if the top itself has its own heat, if it has its own heat, it doesn't take heat from the bottom. And if it doesn't take heat from the bottom, it's not b'leia zaya. As I state in the Mishnah, you want to ask me the Svara, you can talk about the Svara, but he says that it's not b'leia zaya. And therefore, Rapan said, that when you have a spout, some amanasha, the parts of the spout that are cold, they become milachik, but they're cold. Next time you take out hot water, they're cold. The parts of the spout that are hot, there, the zaya doesn't go in, because things that have their own heat, the Mishnah says, are not makabel, blias of zaya. This was the psak that Rapan had said, and Rapan told me, he told me it says like that in the Chachma Sada.
How about the zaya?
Now, I have to tell you that afterwards, I had told this psak to others, and they were surprised, and they complained they couldn't find it in the Chachma Sada. I looked in the Chachma Sada there in Hilchos Basar B'chai, I couldn't buy zaya, I couldn't find it. I was in Eretz Yisrael in the summer. I was eating by someone who was learning Yeridaya. This goes back a number of summers ago. I ate a Shabbos meal by someone who was learning Yeridaya. So I told him this. I told him that Rapan had this psak, but I couldn't find it in the Chachmas Adam. So he said that Rav Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva. He says the same exact thing. He says a Mishnah Machshirin, and therefore you could be mekel. The top is hot. There's not belei azayah. Rav Shlomo Zalman also says it. So I started to look again, or maybe he found that, I don't remember. Chachmas Adam is not corresponding to Siman Tzadik Dalet in Chachmas Adam. It's elsewhere, probably corresponding to Kofei, I don't remember. But it's a little Shalai B'Mekaymai, but the Chachmas Adam says it Beferish, that if the top is hot, you take a chaynik, and you pour it into the chalent, even though it goes into the Zaya, if it's a hot chaynik, then when the top thing is hot, we say that it doesn't take the heat from the bottom, and the Mela doesn't take the Zaya either. Something cold, which gets hot from the bottom, so it's Makabal the Zaya as well. Now, if you want to explain this up the laws of physics, I don't think I could explain it. But again, that's the Mishnah Machshirin, and Halach Lamaisa, that's a way to be made. I said, I don't want to say a reason for it, I'm not sure what the reason is. But I did the Charles Mitzvah Leibala. Okay.
But
the base of shchit is torad lemifla dam leibala, but we don't say that by a klirishin. If you have two klirishins, we don't say that. So okay. At any rate, this is a whole is clear about it. This last ramah has two dinim: the kula of the flame, and then the chumra. It's not a flame that they were saying that by the yavid yesh lachush.
Over here, the hypoko. According to this, as far as Zayir is concerned, if I have a crock pot or a place you to counter. And I have my kitchen cabinet on top
that just
milk the dishes.
Does
this become a problem?
Or not? Worst case scenario, the wood or formica of the kitchen cabinet becomes fleishig. As long as you don't cook the dishes with the cabinet, you see it? The cabinet can become fleishig. You mean the door is slightly open and the zay is going to go in? If the zay is yatzel ledespay, yeah, the zay is yatzel ledespay, you'll have a problem. Don't go home. The zay has to be, not the dish. The zay is yatzel ledespay. Lamaisa, yeah, be careful with it. I don't think you have to worry about it for the other. Now, you don't know what happened.
Here's an example.
What?
Isn't the zay a very short range?
It's the Loshon of the Ramah is calls a man that the zay is yatzel ledespay. When the zay is at a height that it's not yatzer ledes, which is 130 degrees, some say 120, if it's not yatzer ledes, then there's no din zay anymore. Because not
cool.
What? It depends how high the cabinet is. Zaya is not more chomer than bishul. No, the cliche, there's no problem of zaya. I'm talking a klirishon. We're talking here. Right.
And then you pour water in. So the cup is a
cliché. The cup is a cliché, but the Irish line is like a kiluach.
So
right.
Have a
Right, right. That's we have in Basa B'Chalav. You have this Chalal Gabi Akira. So it pours out Klisha, runs on the Kira wherever it runs, as long as the Leinus Hakakit Loachem.
But there's no. But the
bottom is cold. The bottom is cold. But if it's Leinus Hakakit Loach, it does not pile. It's the Leirah.
Once the water goes
that's like the second
thing.
But the heat, the quality of heat is like the second thing.
What happens to the hot cocoa? So now you have that hot steam is coming up.
The question is, what happens if you have two foods in an oven? You're cooking a lasagna, and on top of it, you're cooking a potato kugel. And the lasagna has zeya, and the potato kugel doesn't have its own heat. It has the same source of heat as the lasagna. Does this chumrah apply? Does this kula apply? I assume not. The dailanu in the chiddush, the way it says in the Mishnah, where you have one thing which is getting poured into another, and the zeya is coming into it. But to say it in the big chiddush, what?
If you have two things,
the
milk and flesh, you can
say mazia. Things are only mazia if it has a lachus. There is a certain amount of disagreement as to what is mazia and what is not mazia. Which things are? Things are Moshe writes that bake are not mazia. Now there's a cake or a challah. As it bakes, it dries, or Moshe says definitely not mazia. Let's say a piece of chicken. It's a piece of chicken mazia. So it's Mashra from Digris Mashra that it is mazia. And Rapam I know held it's mazia. I hear from many people, Bishem, Rav Zimmerman. They used to tell me, Rav Zimmerman used to say, that it's not mazia unless it's liquid. Chicken is not mazia, meat is not mazia. Even though really liquid does come out of it, that he held that called the Dava Yavesh. So I don't know, I didn't hear from him, I heard this from many people. Yeah.
Anything that afterwards baked is dry.
He's mekel. Okay, if he's mekel, he's mekel. Like a cheese, no, a cheese is different. Cheese melts as it cooks. It gets soft as it cooks, and it sometimes bubbles, and that's mazia.
A cheesecake is made out of cottage cheese or something.
It's the cheese. I didn't never watch a cheesecake cooking, baking. I don't know. I really don't know.
But.
Shahakol probably. I don't know. I'll tell you myself about a potato kugel, because a potato kugel, it's usually quite oily, and you see the oil bubbling.
Yes.
So it's mezia. Fortunately, it's not much of a shaila, because it's rare that we're worried about the zeya of a potato kugel, because potato kugel is parav. We're more concerned with the zeya of chicken and meat.
Right.
Or the reverse, if the zeya causes it to get a blia, let's say you have a potato kugel in an oven, in a fleshy oven, if it receives Zaya. So then that would be enough kamina if it's mazia or not. So it's not 100% clear. It's generally not a problem with a potato kugel. The worst it is a napar nat. So you won't eat it with sour cream, but you could eat it after.
If it's is cold, but it's not. The eye of my ketchup is already a does that change?
No, it won't. Because here we're talking about blias. Hilchis Shabbos, it changes. But Hilchis, there's no idea of any b'shal for
b'shal. Every time your wife takes a container of spices,
or don't put it into the zeya, or sprinkle it from high up, or sprinkle it to your hand and throw it in. It's taka problem. If you want, there's a tshuva in the Deborah Tzina in Bar Maisha, where he talks about this. You know, if you want to be able to point to where it says it exactly, in the Bar Maisha he has a tshuva, and he taka says you have to be careful with your spices, not to put the spices into the zeya. Of the child. I think what the ladies, some of them do, is put a spice into their hand. They wonder how much they're putting in anyway. So they put it into their hand, then they throw it in. It'd be okay. Right. That's what he's saying. Because it's hot, there's no issue of the zeya coming up. Now, the chatchila was still machmer al nitzel chibur, the tazis chumur, the chatchila. But. If the zeya, well, the zeya to get into it, the zeya, What? Well, can Zaya go into the holes? That's what you're asking. Yeah, yeah. That's what you're asking. Is Zaya going through the holes? I don't know if Zaya goes through the holes. It's a clear shemamish. There's no nitzuk. There's no nitzuk, right? No, but what are you going to do with the Zaya? You could be mekel, there's no Zaya. But the Zaya, you still have to be so.
Okay. You have to see, like, steam or just heat at the
Zaya, so that's the question. Do you have to actually see steam to know this steam? Or if it's just hot, it's hot enough? So I'm not sure. Like I said, it's not so clear. Things that bubble when they cook with chayshish that is Zaya. Things that dry when they cook when not. So. Yeah. That's true, but it's not the heat. The question is the zeya, which is a little less barer. How much the zeya is? Yeah. Well, it's lechatchila. I don't know what you mean. Lechatchila to use the chaynik that way. I don't know any chalkim. If they are chalkim, I'll say b'mach lechatchila. It's hard to know because those, if there were those who didn't agree with the heter, they didn't write it because the heter is a chiddush. So you have to know if there's anybody that disagrees. But the Chochmas Adam is very. Rapam had a rule in Bas B'chol Taruvis that when the Chochmas Adam is Mekel, we're Mekel. Because Chochmas Adam is not. He's always Chayshish V'das Yachid. And he had a general rule that when the Chochmas Adam is Mekel, we're Mekel.
Zaya
and Hevel are not the same. Hevel is heat. Zaya means there are particles of what's going up. On a flame, you have Hevel. But the Zaya gets burnt in the flame. So that's why we're Mekel on a flame.
But then,
Sorry, that's what I was saying earlier. That by a chaynik, which is a shayla of not parnat, you could be Mekel. But to use the water itself, lechatchila you shouldn't. But you'd have a chaynik, you're pouring it in, so you pour it in, and then you refill it with other water, you know, I don't have to be machmir, the whole thing's a chumrah. And here it's a case where it's only going to be a naparnat. It's not going to cook milk in the chaynik, you cook water in the chaynik. So by a naparnat, you could be mekel, but on that water itself that you poured, you should not use it with milk, lechatchila. So you have to pour it from, in a way, that's true. Right. Okay, we're going to have to leave Dinei Tzlif for next week. It's going to be Hanukkah abbreviated. We're going to try to do three seekers.